This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden told survivors of Hawaii's wildfires the nation grieves with you after touring damage caused by the deadliest wildfire in the United States in more than a century.
For as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you. You know, we will be respectful of the sacred grounds and the traditions that rebuild the way the people of Maui want it built, not the way others want it built.
Biden arrived in Maui on Monday, 13 days after the wildfires that have taken at least 114 lives ravaged the western part of the island. Greece has offered to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 warplanes, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said during an official visit to Athens Monday. Kyiv on Friday welcomed a U.S. decision to let Denmark and the Netherlands hand F-16 fighter jets over to Ukraine once its pilots are trained to use them. Training by an 11-nation coalition is to begin this month, and officials hope pilots will be ready by early 2024. Zelensky's visit to Athens coincided with an informal dinner hosted by Mitsotakis with Balkan leaders, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and European Council Chief Charles Michel. Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin posted his first video address since leading a short-lived mutiny in late June, appearing in a clip possibly shot in Africa on Telegram channels affiliated with the Wagner Group on Monday.
Работаем. Температура плюс 50.
Prigozhin is seen standing in a desert area in camouflage and with a rifle in his hands. In the distance, there are more armed men in a pickup truck. This is VOA News. The Western African Regional Bloc ECOWAS is rejecting Niger's 3-year transition plan following a final diplomatic push against the coup leaders over the weekend. Timothy Obuzu reports for VOA from Abuja, Nigeria.
It was the first time the junta had met with ECOWAS representatives since the July 26th coup, raising hopes of continued dialogue. But the ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, says it is the pressure from ECOWAS sanctions and threat of military intervention that is making the junta more compliant. ECOWAS recently activated a standby force to intervene in Niger if negotiations fail. Defense chiefs who met in Accra last week said they're ready to take action as soon as an order is given. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will surrender to authorities in the state of Georgia on Thursday to face charges in the case accusing him of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. Writing on his social media network Monday night, Trump said, "Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday to be arrested in all caps." Hours earlier, his bond had been set at $200,000. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office said in a news release, when Trump surrenders, there'll be a hard lockdown of the area surrounding the main county jail. British nurse Lucy Letby will spend the rest of her life behind bars for murdering 7 newborn babies and trying to kill another 6, a judge ordered on Monday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Whole life orders are very rare, and only 3 women in Britain have received such a sentence before. They include serial killers Myra Hindley and Rosemary West. The harrowing crimes committed by Letby, who was in her 20s when she carried out her killing spree, have horrified Britain. Earlier, the court heard emotional, heart-wrenching statements from the parents of those she murdered and tried to kill. The mother of one murdered baby boy said, "There is no sentence that will ever compare to the excruciating agony that we have suffered as a consequence of your actions."
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. A new report says U.S. female soldiers face rampant sexism, sexual harassment, and other gender-related challenges in male-dominated Army Special Operations units. The report on Monday comes 8 years after the U.S. Defense Department opened all combat jobs to women. U.S. Army Special Operations Command reports a wide range of overtly sexist comments from male soldiers. I'm Joe Ramsey.